Welcome back. Now, since it's a beginning of the year, we're still in January. We're talking education matters to keep you well informed and educated, giving you the right knowledge at the very right time. Now, Ongodiva Achievers Private Center offers a 2026 program to boost grade 11 NSSCO results, targeting learners needing subject upgrades for university entry. Now we are joined telephonically by Ms. Anatangwe Itembu, Bridging Coordinator at the Ongodiva Achievers Private Center, to help me discuss the program's flexible options, subjects and application processes for interested learners in Namibia's Oshana region and of course beyond and those nearby. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Itembu, and welcome to On the Reading News Analysis.
Good afternoon, Ms. Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for having me.
Indeed. Pleasure is all mine. Now tell us, what is the Ongodiva Achievers 2026 NSSCO's Boost Program?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Ongodiva Achievers Private Center, it's actually an accredited center by the Ministry of Education,
mm-hmm.
where we offer students with grade 11 subjects that they can then improve, and then once they upgrade, then they then can actually go back to the institutions of higher learning to then be able to actually register for the programs.
Interesting. And what are those particular subjects that students or learners can improve on?
Okay. The subjects that we are offering, we are actually offering a wide variety of from different fields, like from science, from social, and then also economics. So we have English as a second language. They can upgrade their biology, physics, chemistry, mathematics, agricultural science, geography, development studies, which also then includes accounting, business studies, and economics, to mention a few.
Okay, interesting. How does this program support learners to actually achieve those goals or their goals?
Okay, this program is designed as a full-time center, or even though it's referred to as a part-time center. We give mm-hmm. classes Monday to Friday, which is then starting from 8 o'clock until the afternoon. So for this, we are saying that it's going to be helpful because most of the students, they don't get a chance to sit back with their tutors and teachers face-to-face and have more time. We are going to give them more time, whereby we are going to give them very much attention individually. As our ratio rate per teacher is a bit low also,
mm-hmm.
to then enable and also ensure that we give or we have enough attention for each and every student or learner to see. So that, and then we have qualified teachers, just to add to that also. We also have more dedicated tutors and teachers that will then give attention to the learners.
Okay. Mr. Itembu, what are the application steps and what are the costs involved?
Okay, so our application started last year in December and it's still ongoing. And it's actually going to end on the 30th of this month. So we are actually emphasizing or actually then electing our parents to come in and then register their students while there's still space. And then how to register, we have our forms. They are the campus itself here in Ongodiva. Just it's located this side of the roadblock, just opposite AMTA, of the other side of the road,
mm-hmm.
where the CCN buildings at the Oshiko location. And then if you collect the application form, you can then get, go pay the 150 for the form. Then you do applications, you attach the copy of ID and then also then the credentials of the grade 12 of the student, of the learner. And then from there, they get the admissions immediately. So from, if now in to say, let's say for instance, the parent is actually, not, in Ongodiva, a bit far maybe,
mm-hmm.
then they can actually call my number, which is then 081-65-15-138, to then request for their form. I can send it via either email or via WhatsApp so that then they can do application and then they scan back everything, the copies of the form and then also the copy of the certified copies of the ID and then also the grade 11 or 12, all grade 12 certificates so that then we can then register them or apply or admit them into then the center for then their spaces also. That is then if we want to accelerate the meta, the application, sorry. And then, yeah, I think that is.
Okay.
What do you have there?
Ms. Aitembo, kindly repeat that cell phone number again, please.
Okay. My cell phone number is 081-6515-138. So you can either call me or you can actually also just send me a message via WhatsApp directly to then request for the application form. Then I will definitely reply on that.
Mm. For some may be wondering, why choose Ongwediva Achievers over other centers?
Okay. The reason why you have to choose Ongwediva Achievers, we are affiliated with Welbutcher University. As we all know, the most dedicated and then also successful university in Namibia, one of them. And then we are saying that we are actually, what is the word? I'm looking for the perfect word. We are actually then drived to actually be successful and make sure that our learners have upgraded their points so that they can then be able to meet their minimum requirements for the year 2027.
Interesting. Okay. Who then actually qualifies to come to Ongwediva Achievers?
Okay. Who all the learners that have written their grade 10 and they want to now do grade 11. We are talking about all-time grade 12, which is then called the old grade 12, which they also then want to upgrade their points to meet the minimum requirements to join the institutions. We are looking at the new grade 11 students that have actually then didn't make it. I don't want to use the word fail because there's no failure when it comes to education. Mm-hmm. You just need to learn, relearn, and then again unlearn. So that is what we are looking at. So even students that have failed last year, mostly they have to come and then they upgrade their points so that they can then be able to then upgrade and have the minimum or meet the minimum requirements for the institutions.
Okay. When can classes be expected to start for learners and parents who are also interested?
Okay. So we, as we know, with upgrading of this grade 11, ordinary level, it's a two-year course, supposed to start from grade 10 until grade 11. So that's why we have to start as early as possible. We have planned to start our classes at the, on the 2nd of February. That is when we are going to commence, so that we engage ourselves into a very much hardworking and then also very busy year, whereby we have to push these learners to make sure or to ensure that they have actually covered the whole syllabus before they sit for their final examination.